This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. will slash troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq to their lowest levels in nearly 20 years of war, after U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to end conflicts abroad. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the U.S. is keeping 2,500 troops in both Afghanistan and Iraq for now.
Those troops will defend our embassies and the other agencies of the U.S. government doing important work in those countries. They'll enable our American allies in their important missions in those countries. They'll defend our diplomats, and they'll deter our foes. By May, it is President Trump's hope that they will all come home safely and in their entirety.
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller said the moves reflect Mr. Trump's policy to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion. U.S. troops had already been cut by nearly two-thirds from about 13,000 this year, following the February 29th peace deal between the United States and the Taliban. Leaders of three major medical groups are warning that the Trump administration must share critical pandemic information with projected President-elect Biden's transition team. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to the White House, the heads of the American Hospital, Medical, and Nurses Association said the collaboration would save countless lives. They write the Biden team needs information as soon as possible on everything from hospital bed capacity and personal protective gear to plans for vaccine distribution so it can plan. Biden himself said yesterday more people may die if his team does not get access to the Trump administration's plans for distributing vaccines once they're ready. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the presidential transition, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.